It's a great schus for us to be able to welcome Rabbi Sacks to our community, world-renowned Talmud Chacham, Posek. We've benefited from his Torah, and as Talmidim, first at the Yeshiva University, and now at Lander College, where he's the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav and Psek for so many years, and Mechaber Sfarim. He just came out with his 32nd Sefer. We have the Sfarim in the back, the opportunity to order if people would like to. It's incredibly organized and clear in writing, as it is in the shiurim that we've been privileged to hear. It's a great honor, the Dr. Yitzhak Belazan Beis Medrash, to be able to welcome the Rosh Yeshiva. I want to take time away from the limited time we have before Marav, but not only for tonight, over the course of all of Shabbos. And so we thank Rabbi Sacks for joining us, for being with us this Shabbos, and tonight, please rise and join me in welcoming the Rosh Yeshiva.
Thank you very much, Brishus the Maradasra. It's really a pleasure to be here. I have some roots in this part of the town. My father, Zichron Levracha, now Menavelos, for my mother, they were the Rav and the Rebbitzin in Delray Beach for many, many years. And Baruch Hashem, years ago, the lay of the land was quite different than what you're privileged to experience. But Baruch Hashem, I was told by Rabbi Brander and others that it was that initiative that really gave rise to the development of this entire part of the community. So for many, many reasons, it really is a pleasure to join you tonight and to be with you for Shabbos as well. I was told that this can be somewhat of a lumdish chabura. Let me begin with discussing aspects of a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. You know that, of course, there is a mitzvah darais of Sfiras HaOmer, as the Gemara writes, Menachos Nav Samach Vav, a mitzvah of counting days, a mitzvah of counting weeks, but somewhat unclear how exactly do we fulfill this mitzvah today. To what extent do we argue that Sfiras HaOmer can survive the Churban HaBayis, and that is a mitzvah min HaTorah even today, or do we argue that no, if the Torah tells us that Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTenufa, without the Avodas HaMikdash, how can one envision a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? If you look in that very Gemara, in Menachos Nav Samach Vav, the Gemara tells us, Tanda Debei Rav Ashi, that mitzvah the Mime Yome, mitzvah Mime Shavuei, were obligated to count days, obligated to count weeks, and that was exactly his practice. And the Gemara tells us something stunning, that Ameibar did not do so. Mane Yome, v'lo Mane Shavuei, counted days but not weeks, Kasavar Zeichel HaMikdash. Sfiras HaOmer today is not a mitzvah min HaTorah, and therefore you don't require all of the rigor as though it was a mitzvah daraisa. So this statement of the Gemara is based on a twofold premise, that number one, Sfira is a din derabanan, and number two is, since that is the case, so now one could cut corners. You don't have to fulfill the mitzvah bishlemusa. We do not assume this way, lahalacha. We count days, we count weeks, as though the mitzvah was done bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Why exactly is that true? And no doubt two possibilities. Maybe one is as follows, because we disagree with point one and assume that Sfiras HaOmer today is a mitzvah min HaTorah. If it would only be a zeich lemikdash, that may be right. You don't need all the detail, all the rigor. But we assume the mitzvah survives Churban HaBayis, and therefore it's a mitzvah min HaTorah even today. Or one could argue, no, everyone agrees that it's only a mitzvah derabanan, but just because something is a mitzvah derabanan, why exactly does that mean that I don't have to fulfill the mitzvah completely, in its entirety? It's a mitzvah derabanan, but the mitzvah derabanan is indeed to count days and weeks. And this is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos. The Rambam maintains that the reason we count days and weeks is because Sfiras HaOmer today is min HaTorah. Both elements are midaraisa. The Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidim Umusafin. If it would only be a Zeich HaMikdash, maybe that's true. Maybe the mitzvah does not have to be fulfilled with all of its detail. But that's not applicable to Sfiras HaOmer. That is a Torah obligation. And the Balei HaTosfos disagree. Everyone agrees that Sfiras HaOmer today is only a mitzvah derabanan, but even if that is the case, all the detail indeed is necessary. That really now is a pivotal question, because when it comes to other examples of something which is only a Zeich HaMikdash, If I were to ask you, do you need all the detail, all the rigor? Well, that should depend how you interpret this Gemara. You know, Shagasari, Yisim and Kuf, when we do Korech at the Seder night, don't we recite Zeichel LaMikdash, Kehillel? If Korech is only a Zeichel LaMikdash, is it so obvious that that requires all the details of Achilas Matzah and Achilas Marar? When you and I eat matzah in Marar, we make sure to eat a large quantity in a very short window of time. When a person is engaged in Korech, is it necessary to fulfill the mitzvah to that extent? Or do we argue that no, it's only considered to be a Zeichel HaMikdash, Netilas Lulav Nesrog. The first day of Sukkot is, of course, a mitzvah min HaTorah. The second day, Yantav Sheni Shogalios. What about day 3, day 4, day 5? That is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Are all the psulim of Dalet Minim relevant to Shar Yemei HaChag? A stunning machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, Hilchos Luv Perches Halach HaDalet, where the Rambam writes, many of the psulim do not apply because, after all, it is only a Zecher LeMikdash, and therefore it's a fundamental issue. Indeed, whether that's true, there's a beautiful comment in it Siv has in the very introduction to Zagad al Shal Pesach, that when you look at how Chazal framed the Seder night, there is much that is there that is only a Zecher LeMikdash. Only a Zecher LeMikdash. You know, the Taz writes that before we eat karpas, we wash. So the Taz writes, if that was incorporated into the Seder, that means that whenever you're going to dip a vegetable in liquid such as water, you have to wash. You have to wash every day of the year. And then Tziv writes, he doesn't think that that's true, because so much of that which we do at the Seder is a Zecher LeMikdash. It's reminiscent of what happened Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So if I were to ask you, for example, Tzvi Pesach Frank discusses at length, Ur Chatzit the Seder, only a Zecher LeMikdash, does that require all the rigor of Netilas Yadayim? A problem of Chatzitza and a Shir and a Kli and everyone has to wash? You'd argue no, it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. And you can take a step back and argue that if the purpose is simply to serve as a reminder, we don't insist on all detail, all rigor. But the starting point is exactly how you understand the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. We count days, we count weeks. Is the takeaway that even a Zeichel HaMikdash requires the rigorous detail? Or, no, we assume as the Rambam that Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah, min HaTorah. But if it would have been a Zeichel HaMikdash, maybe you're right. It would have been enough to count days and not to count weeks at all. So these are two different views. The Rambam and Tosus, what is the status? But there is a third sheet. The third view is that of Rabbi Yerucham. How can there be a third view? One is Daraisa, one is Drabanan. What exactly is left? So Rabbi Yerucham makes a stunning observation. When you look in the Parshios of Sfiras Omer, Parshas Emor, Parshas Re'eh, you're going to notice that the Torah emphasizes counting days and counting weeks. But you know what? The Torah only links counting weeks to Beis HaMikdash, to the Avodas HaMikdash. When it comes to counting days, there the Torah just simply says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. You're obligated to count the days of the Sfira. Rabbi Yerucham writes, you know, there are two halves, there are two moving parts when it comes to Sfiras Omer. Counting days is a mitzvah in HaTorah, and counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. That's what Rabbi Yerucham writes in the Siv Hei. A Chiddush, we can split. When you look at the Parsha, it seems clear. When you reassess the Psukim, that's right. Miyom Aviachem is Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. Counting weeks. Counting days is Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Rabbi Yerucham writes a stunning Chiddush that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, two brachos. Two brachos on Sfiras Omer. One on counting days, one on counting weeks, to indicate these are two independent mitzvos. We don't do that. You know why? Because for us, counting days is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. And you don't recite a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. That is the view of Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham writes, that's why you don't recite a bracha on Korech at the Seder night, because it is Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, and therefore There is no bracha. That's against the Chok Yaakov. Tafayin Hey, where the Chok Yaakov writes, well, of course there's a bracha on Korech. The bracha would be matzah, the bracha would be maror, and the bracha you recited 5 minutes ago on matzah and maror is going to cover the Korech as well. It's not that in principle there's no bracha, but in practice one should not have any interruption between the brachos and the achilas korech. Rabbi Yerucham writes that no, in principle there's no bracha, because there is no bracha on Zeichel HaMikdash. And therefore, counting days, min haTorah. Counting weeks, only a Zeichel HaMikdash. You know, when you first hear the Shita, it sounds surprising, but you know, you look in the Pasuk, it stares at you that that's true. The Torah links Avodas HaMikdash with counting weeks, and the Torah doesn't do that when it comes to counting days. That's a fact. But if I were to ask you why in the world should there be a difference between counting days and counting weeks? Not so clear. Not so clear. You know, very often in learning, the what question is critical, right? What is the definition, the Hagdaras HaMitzvah? Why? Why is that true? Depending on your yeshiva training, the why questions will bother you less or more. But the fact that maybe you don't understand why that should be, that's not so surprising. When you look in Or Sameach, Perek Zayin, Efechos Tminu Musafim, Or Sameach writes, why is this true? He writes, Gzeiras HaMelech. Gzeiras HaMelech. It's a chok. Why should one distinguish between counting days, counting weeks? But then he adds that maybe this is not a chok. Maybe this is explicit in the Gemara. Which Gemara exactly? He writes Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei. Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei tells us something striking. Something striking. You know, let's start with Rosh Chodesh. If I were to ask you, when is Rosh Chodesh? So maybe the first answer a person should give is as follows. Well, there is the Molad Halavana. And you know what? When the new moon appears, maybe that is Rosh Chodesh. That is Rosh Chodesh. Meaning that up until that point, it's the previous month. And after that point, now it is the new month. The Molad should determine the moment of Rosh Chodesh. The moment of Rosh Chodesh. If I were to tell you that that's true, that the Molad determines the onset of Rosh Chodesh, I assure you that you'd be paying more attention to Shabbos, know when they announce the Molad, because that determines exactly when the new month begins. The Gemara suggests that as a possibility. The Gemara says that that cannot be, because the Torah tells us, Chodesh Yamim. Chodesh Yamim. A Chodesh is divided in terms of not hours, not minutes, not regoim, not chalakim, but rather days. The unit of a month is days. And therefore, there's not a moment of Rosh Chodesh, but rather there is a day of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh is going to begin with the onset of the day. It is not true, although the Gemara thought that that was a strong possibility, that Rosh Chodesh would necessarily begin midday. But that cannot be. And therefore, Minei Yamim, we count days, and Vikadesh Chodesh. Ma chodesh liminuyah. When a certain amount of days pass, so therefore it becomes Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara writes something striking. That just like ma chodesh liminuyah, that there are days that lead up to Rosh Chodesh, af atzeres liminuyah. We count days in order to consecrate the yantif of Shavuos. Shavuos is so unique that it is not linked to a calendar date, but the counting of the Omer, of course, is going to determine the onset of Shavuos. Tisperu chamishim yom. You count days in order to go ahead and to consecrate the day of Shavuos. You count days to consecrate the day of Shavuos. The day of Shavuos. Because Shavuos is a single day. So you count days, and you establish the day of Shavuos. But the Gemara points out a striking halacha. You know, on Yantif, we have the privilege of offering a Karban Chagiga. Yantav HaPesach begins, a person is supposed to offer a Karban Chagiga. You know what? The person didn't do so at the beginning of Yantav. He comes and he asks me, do I still have an opportunity to do so? The answer is, well, of course. It's still the Yantav of Pesach, and you have a week of Yantav to offer the Karban Chagiga. Okay. It's Sukkis. And a person, for whatever reason, did not, as of yet, offer the Karban Chagiga. So he asked me, can I do so? You know, it's already Shmini Atzeres? The answer is yes. That even though it's Shmini Atzeres, you can still offer the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Chagiga of Pesach can be offered for the entire week of Pesach. The Karban Chagiga of Sukkot can be offered the entire week plus of Sukkot, because in many respects, that Shmini Atzeres is an extension of. And therefore, the Karban Chagiga can be offered even on that particular day. You know, the Rama writes something stunning. You don't see this. But the Rama writes, when you make Kiddush, when you daven on Shmini Atzeres, don't use the word Chag. Don't use the word Chag. You look in all of your Siddurim, there's so many different ways of describing Shmini Atzeres. But almost every Siddur will have the word Chag. The Rama writes that no. Chag means a Karban Chagiga. There is no Karban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara and Sukkot Daf Tes. What does Chag HaSukkos mean? Keshem Shechal, Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga, Chachal Al HaSukkah. It doesn't mean a festival, but rather it's a reference to, more technically, the Karban Chagiga. But yet we do use the word Chag to describe Shmini Atzeres. What is that based on? The answer is, the person didn't offer the Karban Chagiga as of yet. Chogeg v'holeich, a person can offer that Karban even on Shmini Atzeres as well. So, a person has a week, the week of Pesach, to offer the Karban Chagiga. A week of Sukkot to offer a Karban Chagiga. If someone were to ask you, why a week? The answer is, well, of course a week, because the duration of Yantif is a week. Pesach is a week. Sukkot is a week, and then Shmini Atzeres. But you know what the halacha is? You have a week to offer the Karban Chagiga of Shavuos. If you didn't offer the Karban Chagiga on Shavuos, you can do so for a week. That's stunning. The week of Pesach I get. The week of Sukkot I understand. A week of Shavuos? Is Shavuos a week? Is Shavuos really a week? So you know what the answer is? Shavuos is a day, and Shavuos is a week. There's a day of Shavuos, and there's a week of Shavuos. There's a day of Shavuos. Well, of course, there's a day of Shavuos. That's the Yantif of Shavuos. But there's a week of Shavuos. Someone will ask you, a week of Shavuos? Regarding what halach? Is there a week of Shavuos? You know what the answer is? Karbanos HaRegel. So the Gemara writes something stunning. That's why you don't only count days, but you also count weeks. The counting of the Omer establishes the Yantif of Shavuos. And if there are two moving parts, there's a day of Shavuos and there's a week of Shavuos, well, obviously then, mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, mitzvah l'mimnei shavuoi. You have to count days and you have to count weeks, because there is a week of Shavuos. Someone will tell you, well, come on, that a week of Shavuos, as far as what? I don't see anything different. You're right. The week of Shavuos is only relevant to Karbanos HaRegel, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. Now you look back at the Parsha. It's stunning. The Torah links the counting of the weeks with Avodas HaMikdash. And therefore, Rabbi Yerucham writes that today, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, counting weeks is only a Zeichel LeMikdash. That really is not the Ikar Hadin of Sfiras HaOmer. For us, we have the day of Shavuos. So therefore, counting days, a mitzvah min HaTorah. Counting weeks, yes, that is only a Zeichel LeMikdash. What began almost as what we thought was a Gzeiras HaKasuv is so reasonable, Rabbi Yerucham's opinion, that there's a clear difference between counting of the days and counting of the weeks. And Rabbi Yerucham's view is that the bracha that we recite is not applicable to days and weeks, but the bracha is only for days. It is not on counting the weeks at all. That is the shita of Rabbi Yerucham, that the Sfira Sa'omer determines the answer, the Anta Feshuas, that seems so clear to us that indeed that should be the case. You know, the Rambam is so troubled why we observe a second day of Shavuos. Because if Yantar Sheni Shogolios, the second day is only because of some unknown ambiguity as far as when it is Rosh Chodesh, that applies to other Yom Tovim that are based on a calendar date. But there shouldn't be any suffix when it comes to Shavuos, because Shavuos is determined by Tisbru Chamishim Yom. It is the very count that is absolutely, absolutely essential. And you know, when you look in the two parshios of Sfira Sa'omer, you find something that is quite striking. Number one is Sfira Sa'omer is repeated. Not only Parshas Emor, but repeated in Parshas Re'eh. And the repetition is different. The repetition is different. You know, sometimes you have mitzvos that are rendered in the singular. And sometimes you have mitzvos that are formulated in the plural. The Gemara will very often pick up on that nuance. And the Gemara tells us the following. How do we know that everyone is obligated to take a lulav and esrei? The Gemara writes, Sukkadaf Memalef, Ulkachtem Lachem, Parshas Emor. Ulkachtem is in the plural. That means everyone, the masses, everyone must do so. When it comes, for example, to Sfira Sa'omer, Usvartam Lachem, Anachos Samachem Udbeiz, that means Sfir Lachalechad Viechad. Everyone has to count. The Shabbos is Kriya Satora, counting the years of the Yovel, Visafarta Licha, in the singular. What does that mean? All of Klal Yisrael as a whole is obligated to do so, as a single unit. It might sound somewhat ironic, but if the mitzvah is rendered in the singular, that means all of Bnei Yisrael as a single unit. And if it is written in the plural, it means every individual. The Vilna Gaon was known for saying that if the Torah tells us a mitzvah in the plural, b'lavim, that means it is a chovas hayachid. Every individual has to do so. And if a mitzvah is rendered in the singular, it's a chovas hatzibur, that only the tzibur as a whole is obligated to go ahead and to perform the mitzvah. So Tosus writes, k'suvas tafayin beis, menachos samachay, that the Sanhedrin convenes every year, and they count with the bracha, Tosus writes, a suffix in Ramban. But Tosus writes, with the bracha, this is the second, this is the third, this is the fourth year of the Yovel cycle. Why is it that I don't do so? Because v'safarta lecha. You know, the Shabbos is Kriya Satora, the Tochacha. The Tochacha is written twice in Chumash. The Chukosai and in Kisava. The Gemara points out, Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. That's also a difference between the two parshios of the Tochacha. Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabim. Im b'chukosai telechu is in the plural. That means every individual. But in Parshas Kisavo, in Parshas Nitzavim, there the Tochacha is given in the singular. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael as a whole is obligated to observe the mitzvah Sator. The Gemara derives, Sanhedrin Mem Gimel, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebelzeh. Arvus. It's not enough that you do, but you have to see to it that others do. That's based on the Tochacha. Lo itchem levadchem. Not just you, but recognize that everyone, as a collective whole, is obligated to do so. There are certain mitzvos that you find twice in Chumash. Once b'loshen yachid, once b'loshen rabbi. You know, the Torah tells us you're not allowed to add to the mitzvah Satorah. You're not allowed to add. That's this Rav? Baltosif. Some will ask you, where is Baltosif written in Chumash? You know what the answer is? Twice, v'eschanan and re'eh. And isn't that a difference? V'eschanan lo so sifu, b'loshen rabbi. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says, lo so sif, olav, in the singular. According to this comment of the Gaon, that would mean that, you know, there are two different dimensions to Baal Tosif. One example of Baal Tosif is when I individually, inappropriately perform a mitzvah. I go ahead and add a parsha to my tefillin, add another min to my lulav. That's a sugya. Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. The Rambam writes a stunning Chiddush, Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim. The Sanhedrin declares that something that is forbidden midrabanan is really a Torah prohibition. The Rambam writes, look, the Chum have the right to tell you that you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk. But if they will seem to convey that that's the meaning of the pasuk of Lo Savashel, that this is min haTorah, this is not something that's only derabanan, the Rambam writes, the Sanhedrin violates Baal Tosef. And the Ravid objects. Where do you see that a Sanhedrin can violate Baal Tosef? I understand that you and I can violate Baal Tosef. A Kohen Duchens and a fourth bracha, our tefillin, a fifth parsha, our lulav, esrog, a fifth min. Where do you see the Sanhedrin? You know what I would suggest the answer is? Baal Tosef is written twice in Chumash. Lo sosifal in the plural, that's for you and me. We cannot do so. But the Torah repeats it, lo sosifal. And I'll tell you what I think is more than an unbelievable diuk in the Rambam, without exception. Every time the Rambam speaks about Baal Tosef, where you and I can violate, the Rambam quotes Lo Sosifu, the Eschana. Every time, without exception, that the Rambam discusses an inappropriate psak of the Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Re'eh of Lo Sosifu. Clear that there are two different parshios according to the Rambam, Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabbim. That serves as an incredible model now when you assess Sfiras HaOmer. Because Sfiras HaOmer is written twice in Chumash, in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Emor, Usfartem, Usfartem Lachem. And all of a sudden now, in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos, Tisparlach, Tisparlach, in the singular. Why exactly is that true? When you look in the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, our text of the Sifri is Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach Bibezdin. Aside from the mitzvah that you and I have to count, the Bezdin, independently, the Sifri maintains, has to count. They have to count as well. There are two different counts. There's a count for each one of us. But then the Sanhedrin is obligated to count as well. Rabbi Soloveitchik once gave a lengthy shir on a chizkuni. I don't recall the Rav ever doing so on another occasion, giving a lengthy shir on the pirush of the chizkuni, but it was this chizkuni in this illustration of two different parts of Sfiras HaOmer. A chovas hayachid, everyone is obligated to count, and a chiv incumbent upon the Sanhedrin. Because if I were to ask you, like, why exactly is it that we're obligated to count? Why is that something that's so critical? Isn't there a twofold answer? One answer, well, of course, one is obligated to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos. Yetzias Mitzrayim as a goal to Kabbalah Satorah. That's not only relevant to Sanhedrin. That is something that each and every one of us is obligated to be mindful of. But isn't there another dimension to Sfiras HaOmer? As mentioned, that uniquely true when it comes to Shavuos, that Shavuos is not associated with a calendar date. The onset of Shavuos is Tisperu Chamishim Yom. And whose obligation is that? That is the Sanhedrin. Whose obligation is it to determine the onset of Erosh Chodesh or Ayantiv? To be Koveya, the Yantif of Shavuos. That no doubt parallels what you find when it comes to Yovel. The very beginning of Parshas Bahar, that Shabbos is linked to Shemitah, but Yantif is linked to Yovel. That is Lachem, like HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. That requires a Kiddush Bezdin. Just as Yantif requires Kiddush Bezdin al Yedei HaSanhedrin. The same thing is true when it comes to cases of Yovel. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel quotes the view of the Gaonim that today we don't have Yovel. It doesn't merely mean that we don't observe the details of Yovel, but you know what the view of the Gaonim is? Yovel does not even appear on our calendar, on the cycle of years. For us, without a Sanhedrin determining the onset of Yovel, the cycle is year 48, 49. The next year is 1, not 50. We don't have a Yovel year. The Rambam disagreed with the Gaonim, but that was the view of the Gaonim. We don't have a Yovel year. Reb Chaim explained the view of the Gaonim because you need that active Kiddush Bezdin. V'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shana. And even though we have Yontif, but no doubt, the role of the Sanhedrin to determine the onset of Yontif, that's something which is absolutely critical. So it's not surprising that Sfiras Somer should be mentioned twice, in the singular as an individual obligation that binds all of us, but collectively to understand the significance of the sphere in determining the Yontif of Shavuos. And maybe that's alluded to in that pasuk of Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach, that when it comes to that Chiv and coming to Pan Bezdin, there the Torah emphasizes its role in determining the Yontif that we fondly refer to, of course, as Chag HaShavuos. So three different views in terms of our Sfir Somer Bizman Hazeh. Counting days, counting weeks, the Rambam is both Min HaTorah, Tosus both as a Zeichel HaMikdash. The fascinating split of Rabbi Yerucham, weeks at Din D'Oraisa, days at Din D'Oraisa, weeks only as a Zeichel HaMikdash, and the two dimensions of this mitzvah, a Chov HaSeyachir, a Chov HaSatzibur. And here I would tell you that is not only true technically of how you arrive at Chag HaShavuos, but that's the essence of Chag HaShavuos, because there are two different dimensions to Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah individually, but Kabbalah Satorah Asher Bachar Banu, Asher Nasan Banu, to be privileged to be part of the collective whole of Knesset Yisrael. And no doubt that this is part of the mission statement of Shavuos. Not only personally, to see this as an opportunity of immersion, of growth, to be able to embrace all aspects of the Torah Hashem, but not merely to do so individually, to recognize the need to link together with the Tzibur. That is the tool of establishing the Yontif of Shavuos. The reason that the Torah mentions Shavuos and Sfiras Somer and repeats, in order to emphasize these two dimensions of. There perhaps is no greater indicator of the uniqueness of the Kedusha of Yachid and the Kedusha of Tzibur, of Knesset Yisrael, than the Yontif of Shavuos and the means, the tool that we're able to reach that hallowed day through the mechanism, the mitzvah of Sfiras Somer.
Thank you, Rabbi Sachs. Rabbi Sachs will deliver a short list of shmuz immediately following Marav. I hope everyone will join us and stay.